My name is Lindsay Davis Stover, and I'm a Democrat running for Congress in the 10th Congressional District.
Basically, I start off with giving you a chance to do a 15, 30-second pitch about why people should vote for you June 12th.
Well, thank you so much for having me. This is such an important election. We all know how very important it is, and right now we have a congresswoman who votes 97% of the time with Donald Trump, who's bought and paid for by the NRA, and continuously puts large corporations ahead of our communities and our families. And I think it's one thing to talk about important pieces of legislation like the tax bill. It's another thing entirely to have lived it. And I've lived many of it. I was raised by a single mom who was a school teacher. And I know what it's like to work 3 minimum wage jobs and still have a hard time making ends meet. In fact, I know what it's like to charge groceries, and you know, because you can't afford to pay for them otherwise. And I still have over $80,000 worth of student loans. And had Donald Trump been my president, and quite honestly, Barbara Comstock been my congresswoman, a kid like me wouldn't have had the opportunities that I had. I wouldn't have had the opportunity to serve in AmeriCorps Vista as chief of staff on Capitol Hill, working on important pieces of legislation for working families, for students, and for veterans. And I wouldn't have the chance to serve as senior advisor in the Obama administration, working on veterans policy, one to reduce veteran homelessness, and two to increase access to care for women veterans. What I bring to this race is the lived experience to go head-to-head with Barbara Comstock and be competitive in every part of this district and win. And I also bring extensive federal legislative experience, over 12 years, and at a time when we need a strong Congress and a strong check on this administration, I'll be able to hit the ground running on day one.
That sounds like a great general election message, but for voters still trying to make up their minds about who to pick on June 12th, what differentiates you, not necessarily from Congresswoman Comstock, but from the other 5 candidates in this race?
Well, I'm the only candidate that has extensive federal legislative experience at the senior level, both on Capitol Hill and in the administration. And I've been a part of working on important pieces of legislation for working families, making sure that we always put our families and our district first, and having served in the administration and understanding what it's like to really serve at a federal level and ensure that we can put our families and our communities first.
What would be an issue or two that you would think are your most important things you could really make a difference in on Capitol Hill for the people in the district?
Sure. There's a lot of important issues right now. First and foremost, healthcare. I believe that healthcare is not just a privilege for those who can afford it. I believe it's a right for everyone, and it's a right we shouldn't have to keep fighting for over and over and over again. And this administration at every turn has looked to undermine healthcare in this country, including the passage of the last tax bill, where it put at risk over 14 million Americans' health care. It also has proposed budget cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and food stamps, all on the premise that ACA will be overturned. And I believe that healthcare has to be a priority in our country. I also believe that education has to be a high priority in our country. We have to work to strengthen our public schools. We talk a lot about universal kindergarten. I believe we have to start even earlier at universal pre-K. I also believe that we have to make college more affordable for families. I spoke earlier about still having over $80,000 worth of student debt. This administration is looking to make important cuts to programs like Work Study by 50%, Stafford Loans, Pell Grants, and even the Public Service Loan Repayment Program. And I can tell you, when I was a kid trying to cobble the funds to go to college, for me it was a combination of the maximum amount of student loans, the Work Study Program, working 3 minimum wage jobs, and I got a $1,000 check from my granddad. And had one of those pieces been missing for me, I probably wouldn't have had the opportunity to go to school. It shouldn't be that hard to send our kids to college, and we need to make education a top priority in this country.
Is there anything in particular you would add as far as education, either funding or policy, or is it mostly about protecting those existing programs?
Well, unfortunately, in this administration, we're going to have to do a lot of blocking and tackling to protect what we have. But I also want to make sure that we can make some important steps to ensure that families can send their kids to college more easier. You know, I think it's important to have a program, a national service program, that a student has the option to dedicate 1 or 2 years towards national service, whether it's serving in the military, whether it's serving in AmeriCorps, VISTA, Peace Corps, Teach for America, or even organizations in our community, and have the opportunity to have a loan repayment program in exchange for service. I also believe that we have to have universal pre-K. We need to start early, setting the foundation for our children to best prepare them to go into school and then eventually go into the workforce.
As far as the district, not the biggest one in Virginia, there's some other more sprawling ones, but still, it's a long, narrow stretch from Fairfax County out to the West Virginia border. How do you make sure that you can represent everyone in that district and hear from everyone in that district for their needs, given how different it might be at one end versus the other?
Sure. You know, I think the most important thing, I think if the Trump administration has given us anything, it's given us the opportunity to be in every inch of this district, talking to every voter. And I think that's the most important thing, is being in a position where we can listen and really understand the concerns and the challenges that people have in this district. I'm proud to be the only candidate in this race who has opened an office out in the far western part of our district in Winchester, because I believe it's important that we show up in every single community. We work to partner with people at the local levels to ensure that we can tackle the big challenges and issues facing families right now.
Are you confident that you're going to win June 12th? Are you hopeful? Where would you put yourself on that?
I'm absolutely confident we're going to win June 12th. We have built out an incredible program. We have worked so hard to ensure that we are in every part of this district, listening to voters and their concerns and working with them already. I think that's the most important thing, is already starting to do the work that needs to be done. And I'm very confident we'll win on June 12th. And I look forward to continuing the conversation throughout this congressional district to ensure that we really can work together to move forward.
When did you decide to run for Congress, and what kind of sparked that?
You know, it's interesting. I think, as many people, you know, after the elections and Donald Trump was elected to president, I think we all found ourselves doing things we never thought in a million years we'd do. I've spent my entire career working on policy and working to make sure that government really works for people, because it definitely worked in my life growing up. But I think we're at a moment in time when it's important that we think about doing things we never thought we'd do before. And, you know, whether it's folks knocking on doors, making phone calls, you know, writing postcards, doing whatever it takes to ensure that we are able to move our country forward. And so for me, it's been running for office. I announced running for office last April. And we have hit the ground running and making sure that we are in every single community in this district, talking to voters and ensure that we're listening. It's been a long time since Washington listened, and that's really important thing for us to do right now.
Are you worried at all that in a district that's elected a Republican for a decent amount of time, that kind of a message might be seen as not having the crossover appeal you would need to win in November?
No, I think the message of listening and working together is something people are craving right now. Washington, in many regards, has been broken. It's been very polarized, and people are tired of the polarization. They want to figure out ways in which we can work together. And I've spent my entire career doing just that, and working on important programs for defense, working on important programs for veterans, and bringing people together to ensure that, you know, we can get behind not just a Democratic or Republican idea, but we can get behind the idea that does the most good. And I think that's really important in this district, is figuring out a way that we can work together. And quite honestly, again, getting back to listening. Washington hasn't listened to people in a really long time, and that is something we have to do.
Is there anything else you wanted to add? A couple of the other candidates did bring up some transportation things. I don't know. I mean, obviously, we're the transportation station. If there was anything in particular you wanted to bring up about that, or any other issues?
Sure. I mean, transportation is one of the top issues in this district. We have so many families in this district that are spending hours in their car every single day commuting to work and back. And I believe we have to fully fund the metro, not only to keep up with the maintenance, but also to keep up with the growth and the expansion. We also need to ensure that we can keep our roadways safe and find ways to reduce gridlock. I know many families struggle with the tolls in this district. I have spoken to many families who are forced to pay the tolls in order to get home in time to ensure that, you know, they can get home before daycare closes. And I think we've got to make it easier for people to commute to work and back, and make sure that people have the time they need with their families. I believe transportation is a quality of life issue, and it has to be a priority in this district.
Meaning what? A lot more federal money for roads? Meaning beyond the metro funding? What is that? If I'm the person who commutes in along the toll road or Route 7 or 66, what does that mean for me?
Well, I think we've got to make sure that we have a strong partnership with the federal government, making sure that we can maximize the dollars at the state and local level as well. And, you know, looking for independent funding sources as needed. But we do have to have a strong partnership in the federal government if we are going to make transportation a priority in this country.